Panthers leading 29-7. So Hazer now will wait for the snap. He has Hartung in the backfield with him. Trips left here from the near hash. As the Warriors going from right to left. And it's going to be handoff to Hartung. Hartung is going to get maybe back to the line of scrimmage, maybe a half a yard. And a host of Panthers in on the stop. I'm going to say it was number 66 leading the way, Cooper Yonke. Gain of a half yard, second down and 9.5. As the Warriors now come to the line, two wide receivers left and right. Hazer now waiting for the snap. Man comes in motion and rakes draw back to pass. Here comes the blitz, and he gets away. Hazer's going to throw it deep, and he throws it over everybody. Hazer's pass. It looked like he had to want to see Lewesky was coming in on the blitz pretty fast and forced Hazer to throw it much quicker than he wanted to. And so third down and 9.5. As Warriors now come to the line. Three wide receivers. Nope, they're going to go two wide receivers left and right. Hazer waiting for the snap now. Back to passes, Hazer. Looking, throws, intercepted by the Panthers. That is going to be number 11 for the Panthers, crossing the 30, and the pile will be down to the 29-yard line. Jackson Pickler with the interception, and the Panthers in business. So Jackson Pickler with the interception, and the Panthers will take over at the 28-yard line.
First and 10 Panthers from the 28.
So, Panthers in business. 6:37 remaining. Panthers leading 29-7. As Panthers now come to the line. Bryden now waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers on the left of the formation. Weiss is a wingback on the right. He'll go in motion. And it's a handoff to Weiss on this jet sweep. Gets around the corner. Flag down. This is all coming back. Holding Panthers. 10 spot for the Warriors here. And so we'll try that again. It'll be first and 20.
Holding Durant, Arkansas. 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul.
So they move it back to the 38-yard line. And the Panthers this time once again come to the line. First and 20. Breidung now waiting for the snap. Panthers trying to take advantage of the interception. And a handoff this time to Havens. Picks his way through, crosses the 35, stays on his feet, crosses the 30, pile moves forward. He gets the 10 yards back. And so we'll call it second and 11. Dirks in on the stop for Neillsville Granton. So we'll call it second and 11 here from the 29. Panthers now come up to the line. Again, two wide receivers to the left. Mack is the wing back on the right of the formation. Breidung waiting for the snap. Here comes they're showing blitz. Uh-oh, free fiver for the Panthers.
Flag on the play.
Offsides. Neillsville. And so the Panthers get a free fiver, and now it'll be a second down and six now. As they move it down to the 24. And two wide receivers now on the left of the formation. Breidung waiting for the snap. Breidung. It's going to be the reverse back to Mack. Mack picks his way through. He crosses the 20, close to the first down. It'll be short by about a yard. And in on the stop, number 55, Andrew Blum. And so third and one. And so
third down and one from the 19.
So third and one from the 19 as Panthers now come to the line. Two wide receivers now here on the right or the left of the formation. And Mack is going to line up on the right. Man goes in motion and Weiss. And it's going to be a throw over to Mack. It's, oh, check that. That's Pickler with the catch. Oh, what a nice catch by Pickler. And that will be enough for a first down to the six-yard line. There's a quick throw to the right. And make it the seven. They'll officially mark it at first and goal. Clock running down to 4:30 remaining in the third quarter. Breidung brings the Panthers to the line. Two wide receivers to the right. And Breidung now. Play at, no, he does hand it off to Havens. Havens cuts back upfield and crosses the five down to about, I'm going to say he's going to be stopped at about the five. Number 52, and that is Evan Gross for Neillsville Granton. Second and goal from the five for the Panthers.
Second down and goal from the five.
As the Panthers now come to the line, we'll have two wide receivers on the left of the formation. Mack and Havens are with Breidung in the backfield. Breidung will hand it off to Mack. Mack goes to his left, has a blocker out in front, goes for the corner, touchdown. Ethan Mack with the touchdown to make it 35-7. So Panthers will go for the extra point. .333 remaining in the third quarter. As ball down, kick is on the way, and it's good. And so Wittig's kick is good to make it 36-7 Panthers. 3:33 remaining in the third quarter. Thank you to Thrivent Financial Durand. Your Thrivent Financial advisors are Tracy Fairweather and Carrie Scott. They're at 114 West Main Street in Durand. Thrivent Financial, a strong and stable partner by your side. Find out more, visit thriventfinancial.com. Alex's Pizza open Tuesday through Sunday nights. Of course, they feature that lunch buffet on Wednesdays. That's Alex's Pizza, downtown Durand. Also, Goodrich Funeral Home, your authorized location for monuments from lifetime memorials. Call the Goodrich Funeral Home of Durand for more information. And SFB Security Financial Bank, where electronic banking is easy, 212 West Prospect Street, Durand. Please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business, and tell them thank you for supporting our broadcast. Without their help, we wouldn't be here tonight, so please thank our sponsors for supporting our broadcasts. All right, so the Panthers kick it away after scoring the touchdown, taking advantage of the turnover. And here's the kick. Rakestraw takes it at the 14. He'll go to the, comes to the inside, or outside here, to the 20. He's going to be run out of bounds at about the 21, and that is where the Warriors will start with 3:27 remaining. And again, the Panthers leading 36-7. NASCAR tomorrow night. The Bass Pro Shop night race from Bristol. Coverage beginning at about 5:30 here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. All right, so first and 10 from the 21. As Hazer will bring him over to the line, has Hartung with him in the backfield. And three wide receivers to the right. Uh-oh, fumble on the snap. And Hazer picks it up, throws it, and it's going to be caught. Oh, wow. What a nice catch to number 32. And he's down the near sideline, crosses the 50. Strangefeld, he'll finally be run out of bounds at the Panther 41. Ethan Mack pushes him out of bounds. Well, looks like the fumble helped out with that play. And so first and 10 from the Panther 41.
First and 10,
Nielsdale
Granton from the 41.
Warriors now coming into the line. Two wide receivers left and right this time. Hazer waiting from the snap from the near hash. Good snap. Back to pass. Here comes the blitz. Nearly picked up by Hartung. Hartung crosses the 40 on the trying to do that screen. And Hartung makes the catch. He's down to the 36-yard line. Ethan Mack in on the stop. Gain of about 5. We'll call it second down and 5 from the 36-yard line of the Panthers. Warriors now come to the line and two wide receivers left and right for the Warriors. Hazer now waiting for the snap. Man comes in motion. Back to pass. Hazer, plenty of time. Breaks down. Now he's going over the middle on the post. Overthrows the intended receiver, Cody Hart.
Andrew Hazer's pass.
And third down coming up.
Intended for Cody Hart.
Hart was running the post, but just a little bit too far. A little too high on that pass.
From the 36.
So third down. 2:29 remaining in the third. And the Panthers leading 36-7. So two wide receivers left and right once again. Hazer waiting for the snap. Man comes in motion and Rakestraw back to passes Hazer. Looking. Retreats. Now he throws. It's going to be high, tipped and nearly intercepted. Pass intended for Hart. Incomplete. Weiss had a shot at it. Fourth down coming up.
Fourth and 5 from the 36.
So fourth down now and about 5. From the Panther 36, Panther defense looking for that stop. So three wide receivers here on the near side. Hazer waiting for the snap now from the far hash. Back to pass, looking to his left, looking, breaks down. Now he throws. It's going to be intercepted by Jackson Weiss. At the 15-yard line. So, in a way, not a bad. I know they wanted to get the first down, but if you don't get the first down, well, instead of it being first and 10 at the 36, it's first and 10 at the 15. So, you do get some field position out of it. So Briding now gets the play from the sideline, and the Panthers will come to the line here. Second turnover of this quarter for the Panthers. Two wide receivers now on the right of the formation. Briding waiting for the snap. Mack is the wing back, goes in motion. Briding pitches it to Mack. Mack, oh, he is going to throw it. Oh, boy, it's a wounded duck. Looking for Weiss.
Ethan Mack's pass incomplete, intended for Jackson Weiss.
So second and 10. From the far hash. As the Panthers now come to the line. And two wide receivers now on the right of the formation. Breidung waiting for the snap. Mack is the wing back on the left. Lewiski goes into motion and hand off to Havens. Havens straight ahead. He'll go nowhere. And looks like number 74 for Neillsville Granton. Derricks with the stop. Third and 10 coming up.
Hunter Derricks with the tackle.
And so no gain on the play.
No gain.
Well, Neillsville Granton, they would love nothing better than to force a three and out here. They would have good field position. Let's say, especially after giving up the interception here. So Panthers now to the line. Panthers, of course, would love nothing better than to keep the ball and keep the clock running. So Breidung waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers on the right of the formation. Back to passes. Breidung. He looks, and it's going to be incomplete. Pass intended for Landon Glaus. Fourth down coming up. Panthers will have to punt. So the Warrior defense does the job and should get some pretty good field position here after this punt. Breidung will do the kicking here. Good snap. And it's a line drive kick taken at the 46. And going to the outside and staying to the outside. Nice play as with the return was Hart. And looks like that was Brock, number 66, Cooper Yonke with the stop. So the Warriors will take over at the Panther 43-yard line. So good field position for the Warriors. So the minute eight remaining in this third quarter, Panthers leading 36-7. Two wide receivers left and right now for the Warriors. Hazier, high snap, pulls it down, throws, ball is tipped, and nearly intercepted. Tipped at the line, and going for it was Jackson Pickler. Nearly had it, too.
Second down, 10.
And so now to the line, back to pass is Hazier. And here comes the blitz hit as he's thrown. It's caught, though, by Rakestraw, but brought down short of the first down by Lewiski. And let's see, it's going to be Kraleski rather with the stop. And so we'll call it down to the 39-yard line. So Kraleski with the stop, and it'll be third down and about five.
Third down and six. From the 38.
Bottom of the seventh, Brewers still leading 5-2, by the way. All right, so Warriors to the line, two wide receivers left and right. Hazier now waiting for the snap. Last play of the quarter here. Man goes in motion. Back to pen. Nope, they're going to hand it off. That's number five. He's in trouble. He's trying to get to the outside, and he'll lose yardage. That is Lichterhand, and that will end the third quarter with the Panthers leading 36-7. It's Durant, Arkansas boys of football on WRDN.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Welcome back to the Bauer Built Sports Complex as we get ready for the fourth quarter with Panthers leading 36-7 on a beautiful night here at the Bauer Built Sports Complex. So fourth down coming up for the Warriors. The fourth and five from the 39 of the Panthers. And the Warriors will now be going from left to right. Panthers right to left in this fourth quarter. So here we go as Panthers are like, hey, we're ready. And the referees will put the ball in play. They're going to be like, okay. So the Warriors now coming out after the end of the quarter. They'll come up to the line. And Hazier now will be waiting for the snap. We'll have three wide receivers to the left of the formation. Hartung in the backfield with Hazier. Here we go, fourth down. It's throwback to Hartung. He's going to throw down the middle. Intercepted. Intercepted by Jackson Weiss. And it'll be down. He'll be returned back to the 25-yard line, and the Panthers will take over. Pass was intended, I think, for Cody Hart, but Weiss stepped in front of it. So three possessions, three interceptions for Nielsville Granton. So the Panthers get the ball once again from the 26-yard line, we'll call it. And Briding will get the play from the sideline. All right. I'm sure they're not going to be throwing the ball too much. They want to just run out the clock here, leading 36-7. And so Bryden brings the Panthers to the line. Two wide receivers now on the left of the formation. Hand off to Havens. Havens gets it to the outside to the 30, to the 35, to the 40. Does a stiff arm and up to the 45-yard line. Finally brought down by Lichterhand, but not until a nice first down for the Panthers. And first and 10 from the 45. Gain of 19 on that play. So Panthers now up to the line. And Prydung waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers here on the near side. Handoff, and that is number 27 for the Panthers. And that is Sabelko, Isaac Sabelko, who crosses the 50 down to the 47-yard line. Dirks in on the stop of four, Nielsville Granton. Second down and two after a gain of eight. 47. So getting a few different folks in. Jackson Weiss is out at the moment. Looks like he might be done for the evening. Havens is done for the evening as well. So we have Sabelko and Mack in the backfield now. And Brightung waits for the snap. Good snap. Hands it off to Mack. Straight ahead we go. He pushes the pile forward. Crosses the 45 down to the 44. First down. So, yeah, Weiss and Havens are pretty much done for the evening. The Panthers leading 36-7. And Hartung in on the stop. Mack comes out now, and Dylan Berger comes in. Sure, we're going to, as we get to go start going through this fourth quarter, we're going to start to see more and more substitutes coming in for the Panthers. As Breidung now waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers here on the near side. Hand off to Sabalco. Straight ahead he goes. Crosses the 40 to the 35. Stays on his feet down to the 30. Isaac Sabalco with another nice run.
First down Panthers.
And so first down Panthers.
Caden Stride with the tackle.
And Caden Stride with the stop. And so, first and 10 from the Warrior 30. Panthers now come to the line. Sabalco will stay in the backfield with the Breidung. And Berger is the wingback on the left of the formation. Hand off to Sabalco again. Straight ahead he goes. Crosses the 25 down to the 27. Some nice running by Isaac Sabalco. Second down and four now. Breidung comes out. Mack comes in. So Breidung might be done here for the evening. Yep, and Mack will now run the offense for the Panthers. Mack and Sabalco now in the backfield. Single wide receiver left and right now. So Mack now hands it off to Sabalco. Sabalco gets hit right away. He'll lose some yardage. As in on that stop was Hartung. Lost back to the 29.
Loss of five on the play.
So loss of five. Third down and nine. Obviously four down territory here for the Panthers. As Panthers now come to the line. Mack now the quarterback. And now in the backfield is number 23, Lincoln Richardson, in the backfield for the Panthers with Mack. Two wide receivers. Man goes in motion. Low snap. Mack, he's going to have to keep it himself. Straight ahead he goes. He's to the 20. He falls forward. Does he have enough for a first down? Darn close. Well, that looked like a busted play. And it is a first down. And so first and 10 for the Panthers. Looked her hand with the stop. All right, first and 10 for the Panthers from the 20-yard line. So they get to keep the ball and keep the clock running, leading 36-7. Coming up, our Bowerville Panther postgame show. Get some scores from around the area and preview our next broadcast. As Panthers on Mack waiting for the snap. As Richardson in the backfield with him. And I think Sabalco back there too. Whistle and delay a game. Delay a game. Yep, delay a game. All right, so a free fiver for the Warriors.
5 yard penalty. First down and 15.
So first and 15. Again, Weiss Havens, Breidung out. Weisenbeck looks like is potentially done tonight. As the Panthers now come to the line. Mack in the backfield waiting for the snap as Richardson right next to him. Two wide receivers on the left of the formation. Man goes in motion, and it's going to be a pitch. That is number 12. That is Berger. Breaks one tackle, but crosses the 25, but then gets hit right away by a host of Warriors, and so gets up to about the 24, just inside the 25-yard line. So second down here coming up. call it second and 15. Really no gain on the play. And so Mack now waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers here on the left of the formation. Handoff is to Richardson. Richardson gets hit in the backfield, and he'll be back to the 26-yard line.
Lincoln Richardson, the ball carrier.
Looks like number 55, and that was Andrew Bloom in on the stop. So third down and about 16, we'll call it. Down to 5:38 remaining here in this game, with the Panthers leading 36-7. And we have substitutes coming in for the Panthers as Owen Pickler is a wing back now on the left of the formation for the Panthers. And it's going to be Mack back to pass. He throws high to Pickler. Pickler's wide open to the 25, to the 20. Stays on his feet to the 10. Still on his feet. Touchdown, Owen Pickler. No, they're going to say he's out of bounds. Oh, he's out of bounds at the one-yard line. Oh, man. He wanted it, too.
Pickler on the reception.
So the Panthers, Owen Pickler coming in as the wingback. A nice pass from Mack to Pickler, who was just out in the flat there, and he was off to the races. So first and goal for the Panthers. Panthers now come up to the line. Mack waiting for the snap. Mack waits for the snap. He's going to keep it himself. Oh, and he gets hit right away. And he'll be down to the... He actually lost a yard.
Loss of one on the play. Second and goal from the two.
So second and goal now from the two. Panthers will stay undefeated as we are under 5 minutes remaining. And the Panthers leading 36-7. So Mack now waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers on the right of the formation. Pickler, the wing back on the left. High snap. Handoff is to number 23, Richardson. He gets hit right away. Loss back to the 8-yard line. And that was number 74, Derrickson, on the stop.
Richardson, the ball carrier.
They'll say back to the 6-yard line, third and goal from the 6.
Back to the 6-yard line. Third down and goal from the 6.
So Mack gets the play from the sideline and brings the Panthers up to the line now. Again, two wide receivers now on the left of the formation. Pickler's the wingback, also on the left. Mack waits for the snap. Good snap. Pitch back to Richardson. Straight ahead he goes. He'll be short of the touchdown. Stopped by Derrick's. And Bloom in on the stop as well. So fourth and goal now from the 3-yard line. And 3:25 remaining in the game. Again, our Bowerville Panther postgame show coming up. And we'll get some scores on our Durant Fresh Market scoreboard, see what's happening with that. Plus, we'll preview our next broadcast as well. So fourth and goal now for the Panthers. Mack waiting for the snap. And Mack now is going to throw over the middle, and it's caught. Touchdown. And it's going to be to number 81, A.J. Wittig, for the touchdown. So Ethan Mack with the touchdown pass. And to make it 42-7. As now... Panthers will go for the extra point. So Wittig now will try to kick the extra point. And there's a ball down. Kick is on the way. Hey, he's 3 for 3. So the extra point is good. So with 2:55 remaining in the game, 43-7. Panthers lead. And thank you to Advent Health of Durant. Time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit AdventHealth.com for more information. Sundstrom & Company, your local tax experts. Call them now for end of year tax planning, 672-4425. To schedule that appointment, Charles LP Gas and Appliance offering a full line of Whirlpool appliances along with installation and service. Downtown Durant, NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durant. Also, Ansay & Associates, hometown agents representing you, not individual insurance companies. And Jerry Bear & Sons with custom-made feed for livestock from Hubbard Feeds, located by Annabis Silo, Highway 25, Durant. Please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call. Drop them an email. Visit their business. Tell them thank you for supporting our broadcast. Without their help, wouldn't be here tonight. Also, thank you to Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. Bowerbilt Tire. Let Bowerbilt take care of all of your automotive needs under one roof. Give them a call at 672-8300. The Cottage. From floral arrangements to gifts for mom. Halloween items are in. The Christmas items also coming in. That's The Cottage. Downtown Durand and the JKO Auto Body Shop. With car restoration and collision repair, it's the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. All right, so Wittick to kick it away with 2:55 remaining. Rickshaw will let her go out of bounds, and they will start at the 20-yard line. Thank you to Durant Fresh Markets, your hometown grocery store. Don't forget to download the Fresh Market app, freshmarketwy.com for extra coupons, weekly specials, and more. O'Galley Cheese Factory celebrating their 80th anniversary all this month with different specials. All this month at O'Galley Cheese Factory, open 7 days a week, Highway 25, Durant. And numbers are us, daily money management for individuals. Rhonda takes care of things so you don't have to. Mail handling, bill payment, and fraud prevention. Give Rhonda a call at 672-8093 or visit her online at numbersrus.com to ask for a free consultation. First and 10 now for Nielsville, and it's going to be a handoff, and we have a lot of subs and number 55 for the Panthers making that tackle, Devin Wahlborg.
Wahlborg on the tackle. Assisted by
Along with Porter Richardson and a loss of four back to the 16-yard line.
Second down and 14.
I think with the carry was Aiden Ruzick, by the way, for Nielsville Granton. And now in is Jackson Sharuth as quarterback for the Warriors. And so two wide receivers left and right for the Warriors. Last substitutes in here now for both these teams. Truth back to pass. Here comes the rush. He gets away. Now he's to the 15. And he'll be hit from behind. Falls forward up to the 21-yard line. Number 61, Matthew Diepenbrock in on the stop for the Panthers. Again, our Bowerbilt Panther postgame show coming up. As we have, we'll get some scores from around the area, preview our next broadcast. And it's going to be a little bit different next week. We'll tell you about that here coming up. And we get a timeout. Timeout, Nielsville Granton. Thank you to Heike Pharmacy, where they'll be having our vaccinations will be coming available for, like, the flu season. They'll be coming up later on this month. Just give Heike Pharmacy downtown Durant a call for more information. Durant Smokehouse for all of your grilling needs. It's Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant. Ask about the beef and pork bundles, too. 24-7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, building smart fiber optic communities from the ground up. Find out more, visit WWT.coop. Provisions Health Durand, changing the way you experience health care. Find out more at provisions.health. Durand Napa Farmers, visit Durand Napa for custom hoses, bulk fluids, filters, tools, and all the parts you need to keep the equipment running during the harvest season from Durand Napa. Elsevia Co-op Farmers, find out about the farm pickup program for the corn and soybean harvest this fall. Visit elseviacoop.com for more information.
Clover Belt final, Eau Claire Regis 27, Elk Mound 0.
So Regis defeats Elk Mound 27-0. We'll have more scores coming up from our Bowerville Panther or from our Grand Fresh Market scoreboard. That's coming up during our Bowerville Panther postgame show. Back to pass to Sharuth now. He's going to put it up, and it's going to be fall incomplete. I think that was intended for Preston Bear.
Fourth down,
and we are under running clock, so we're approaching the 1 minute mark. So the Panthers will remain undefeated. And short kick. And they'll just let it go down. Oh, that was pretty cool. As Rick Straw was kicking the ball, saying, hey, I can move it a little farther down. And that's pretty much going to end our game tonight as the Panthers win it by a score of 43-7. 43-7, Panthers win it tonight. And we have our Bowerville Panther postgame show coming up. It's Durand, Arkansas Boys Football on WRDN.
Trade issues, uncertainties in the ag economy, weather, market volatility, D.C. policy news. There's a lot going on that has a direct impact on your farm and ranch. Stay informed on the issues that matter to your operation each weekday with AOA. This is Jesse Allen. Join me for the daily conversation about what is happening in rural America on AOA Agriculture of America.
Be listening for Agriculture of America weekday afternoons from 3 till 4 here on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WDN. WRDN.
Thank you for listening to tonight's Durand Panther Sports broadcast on WRDN. Time now for the Bowerbilt Panther postgame show, brought to you by Bowerbilt Tire and Service, with locations in Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bowerbilt Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bowerbilt Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bowerbilt, built on service.
Welcome back to the Bowerbilt Sports Complex, where tonight Durand, Arkansas wins it by a score of 43-7. Well, let's get some scores on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. As we take a look at some of the scores from around the area tonight in football, it was in the third quarter. River Falls leading Chippewa Falls 13-12. Spring Valley was leading Turtle Lake 14-6, that at halftime. Plainview Elgin Millville leading Red Wing 42-14 at half. Eau Claire Regis, they defeat Elk Mound tonight 27-0. Also from halftime, it was New Richmond and Hudson. They were tied at 14. And again tonight, Durand, Arkansas wins it 43-7. They forced at least five turnovers tonight, and so a nice win for the Panthers as they celebrate on the sideline and easily defeat Nielsville Grant tonight to remain undefeated. Well, they got a huge game coming up next week. We're going to preview that game and wrap things up from the Bowerbilt Sports Complex. That's coming up next on the Bowerbilt Panther postgame show, being brought to you by Bowerbilt Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. It's Durand, Arkansas Boys Football on WRDN.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Welcome back to the Bauer Built Sports Complex, where tonight Durand, Arkansas wins it 43-7 over Neillsville Grant. And with the win, the Panthers now 4-0 overall and 2-0 in the Clover Belt Conference. And next week they will take on Eau Claire Regis, our longtime nemesis in the Clover Belt in football, and just the longtime nemesis, period, in basketball, too. And that'll be up at Carson Park, and it will be a Thursday night game. And so we will have that game for you Thursday night with the Advent Health Panther preview at about 6:45, kickoff at 7 o'clock from Carson Park in Eau Claire. Once again, our final score tonight, Durand, Arkansas wins it 43-7 over Neillsville Granton. We hope you've enjoyed our broadcast tonight. Please thank all of our sponsors. Remember to thank them. They're the ones that make our broadcast possible. You've been listening to Durand, Arkansas Boys High School Football here on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins. Have a great evening.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. That's 800-917-8730.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
When it comes to love. Good morning, beautiful. How was your night? Mine was wonderful with you by my side. And when I open my eyes and see your sweet face, it's a good morning, beautiful day. I couldn't see the light. I didn't know day from night. I had no reason to care. But since you came along, I can face the dawn. I know you'll be there. Good morning, beautiful. How was your night? Mine was wonderful with you by my side. And when I open my eyes, see your sweet face, it's a good morning. Wonderful with you by my side. And when I open my eyes and see your sweet face, it's a good morning, beautiful day. Yeah. Ooh, good morning, beautiful.
Wabashaw Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Sun sinks down and I've seen them both in this tourist town. Up for days in the rain, just trying to search my soul for all the answers and the reasons why I'm at these crossroads in my life. And I
really don't know which way to go. So I'll just sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Do my best, waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico.
Take my whiskey to extremes. Don't believe in chasing crazy dreams. My feet are planted firmly on the ground. But darling, when you come around, I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes. Get carried away, nothing matters but being with you. Like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day, I get carried away. It might seem like an ordinary night. Same old stars, the same old moon up high. But when I see you standing at your door, nothing's ordinary anymore. I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes, before I even realize the ride I'm on. Baby, I'm long gone. I get carried away, nothing matters but being with you. Like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day, I get carried away.
Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
She'll set the field on fire just cutting across the pasture. She'll have you falling for it all and then leave right after. And she got a cold heart, but she got a warm smile cut from the